Blog Talk Radio.
Joining us tonight, had some family obligations to take care of, and we all need to take care of our families. After all, that's what it's about, taking care of your family, making sure that they're cared for, healthy, safe, living well. Tonight's episode, I want to talk a little bit about looking ahead. We need to look ahead at what we're going to do with our preparations, because all too often we think that preparation boils down to stockpiling an enormous quantity of food. Maybe you want to pile up some ammunition, a lot of guns. I'm saying instead that you should pile up some civilization. By civilization, I mean knowledge. Maintaining a strong knowledge base, maintaining skills, maintaining what it takes to have civilization, what it takes to thrive, not survive. If we only plan to stay alive, that's pretty simple. Get a ton of food and a couple thousand gallons and hide out in the basement till it blows over. But is that any kind of a way for a man to live? What does it do when you come out of the basement? What do you have left to look forward to? We all pray that we never suffer a great socioeconomic collapse, tragedy, EMP, bad storms and weather. But what we don't do is prepare to recover when it's all over. If we only plan to survive, we shortchange ourselves, we shortchange our family, and we shortchange our civilization. Because a man alone and his family and a few friends just scratching the dirt, eking out an existence, is not living. Man is great because we've developed civilization. We've developed knowledge and skills to do great things, ways to look out for and take care of each other. We've even developed entertainments for ourselves. We think of things larger than ourselves, more than just having a plate of beans and rice and getting by. We want to rebuild civilization. We need to sustain that civilization. Give people a reason to want to live, return to dreams and aspirations of a great life, and rebuild the nation in a way that's fit for humans to live in and that people will want to live in. Not a world where we eke out an existence, where we drag by, because all of those creature comforts that we're going to have to do without are pretty much good things. We may complain about parts of it. We don't care for this television show or that, this radio program or that. You may not like the kind of music that your kids listen to. They may not care for yours. But those are important to us. Books, knowledge, learning, great stories, great music, all of the things that make civilization bigger than just one man. And what that takes is preserving a knowledge base and preserving skills. So what I want to talk to you about tonight is preserving that knowledge base. And I have all of the physical preparations I could ever want. I have all the food I could stand. I got a place where I can grow it. I can get water out of the ground without electricity. I can survive, but I want better than that. I like my music. Once in a while, I even like to listen to some opera. You may not care for opera. Maybe you just want some rock and roll. But how are you going to get it, and where is it going to be? Maybe you like to read great classic stories. Maybe you want a little bit more electric power so that you can live comfortably, because comfortable civilizations are built on energy, utilizing energy to replace your sweat. No one could farm very much more than 40 acres back in the old days till we came up with tractors, because a horse just doesn't cut it. Nice to have around, not very efficient. And after a while, you spend more time taking care of the horse than you do growing your food. So you need to preserve that knowledge base. Do you know how to build an electric generator? It's quite doable. It's quite doable within the skills of any six-year-old child that can read. But did you save something for him to read to learn how to do it? Did you save something for him to learn how to repair a gasoline engine or even build one? I'm saving knowledge. I'm building a library of the world's knowledge, the things that I think are going to be important to having a quality life instead of eking out an existence. There are literally plans for any possible human invention you can think of available on this internet. And for all we complain about its bad effects on our society, it is a great repository of knowledge. I can find any book in any language from anywhere in the world teaching almost any skill. I can get first-hand accounts from people on how to build a generator, how to run an engine on wood gas, how to build a steam engine, how to build and tend a boiler to run that steam engine to make a lot of electricity. And I've downloaded those items, and I save them. I save them in a bunch of old laptops that sit in a not-too-secure gun safe that happens to be pretty much EMP-proof. They aren't real good old laptops for getting on the internet. Sure couldn't use one to run this show. They're not fast enough, powerful enough, don't have connection enough. But I can run them on 12-volt electricity that I can generate with a PV cell, and I can save gobs and gobs and gobs of that knowledge. Probably 1,000 CDs worth of information sitting in this old gun safe here on three old laptops, plus the CDs, plus some of it's printed out. And I can run them off a solar panel, and I've got the knowledge to do anything I need. The basic chemical processes that we need to make our lives work. How do we fix nitrogen to make fertilizer, or to make nitric acid, or to make sulfuric acid to make a good battery? These are all things that you can do at home. These are all things that people developed and had the skills to do with 1870s technology. And without the fine scrap materials that we enjoy laying around for the picking if the world happens to turn south on us. So think about preserving that knowledge. Preserve fine music. Preserve good books. Save the knowledge. You can go into my library. You can pull up a book, How to Build a Generator, how to build a steam engine to run it, a boiler to operate that steam engine, how to build a distribution system, how to build a battery to charge if I want to save that energy in a different way. It's all there. How to make the sulfuric acid for the battery, how I can refine lead ore into something useful, something that a human being can take and make a battery with, or a bullet. I can make smokeless powder using what's in there. I can make chemical fertilizers. I can make antibiotic medicines. All of those things, all of that knowledge is there. whole medical libraries. And I do not pretend to be a doctor in any way, shape, or form. But I've watched them work. I've watched them operate. I know some of the basic principles of what they do. And there's enough knowledge in there, enough skill, that we can create the medical arts, oh, maybe up to the 1950s level, without having to depend on civilization. That knowledge is all there. And if we can skip 100 years of redevelopment to get back to civilization, that's a pretty good thing. So I'm going to keep that, skip 100 years worth of knowledge sitting in that old gun safe on those laptops. It's all there. What are you doing to save it? There are tons of books that tell you how to do things that you'd love to have. I like paper books. I couldn't keep them all here, but I've got 100,000 volumes in that safe. 100,000 volumes. Good information. Maybe critical life-saving information. And it's all sitting there available for me. Why? Because I want to rebuild civilization. I don't want to just exist. Do you want to just exist? It takes more than getting by. Excuse me, maybe I need to build some antibiotic for this cough. Long ago, I read a story. It was called Lucifer's Hammer. And in the end of that book, there was a line by one of the characters that said, "Give my children the lightning." Because he didn't want his kids to take the slow, sorry path of half starvation from day to day. He wanted to rebuild civilization. Take the risks. Do what it took to rebuild the greatness that we had before. Well, you can do that yourself. You can restring down power lines. You can re-energize old generators. You can have refrigeration instead of cutting ice on the pond like my grandfather did. Used to think it was neat that my grandfather had an ice house, kind of an old-fashioned sort of thing. But if I can skip the ice house and go straight to a refrigerator, that's good stuff. And you can skip the ice house and go straight to a refrigerator using junk you got laying around the house if you have the knowledge preserved. So preserve that knowledge. Take that old laptop that your kid doesn't like anymore because it's not a big enough screen, doesn't have enough definition, can't run movies because it's not fast enough, doesn't have a good internet connection, and start downloading books. Go all across the web. Download books on everything you can think of. How to mine coal. How to recognize iron ore. How to refine it. How to make steel from it. How to smelt copper. Those are all things that you can do. And if you know the principles from it, then you can rebuild society into something great, something worth living in, getting by. Maybe you just want to be selfish and you want to listen to your favorite sound on the stereo. Well, then go ahead. Take that knowledge and make your stereo work. Learn how to build an inverter. Learn how to build a generator. Run your video player. You can do it. You can save that knowledge and save a selfish song if that's what it takes to make you work well. You can save enough knowledge to help your friends and neighbors have a much, much better life. Knowledge, the use of energy, bending nature as God gave it to us to our will. That is how man became great. And it's how we will stay great. And you cannot do it with ignorance, and you can't do it while you're out scratching out living in the dirt. Learn how to take that energy. Get that old farm tractor working on wood chips or cow chips. You can do it. The knowledge is there. And maybe you can't build it now, you don't have the time. But I'll guarantee, when it all hits the fan, you'll have plenty of time to do it. Get out there and fire up that 30-year-old tractor. Run it on some cow chips. And get out there and plow up 40, 50, 60 acres. Instead of beating yourself to death trying to learn how to plow with a mule or a horse that you got from your neighbor, some kind of homemade junk. Go out and live like humans. Don't scratch out an existence. Thrive. And you'll do it with knowledge and skill. Go on YouTube and download some of those videos. Go on there and learn how to make a Damascus gun barrel. And it can be done. It's pretty simple to do. I learned how to do it in one summer. One summer. I learned how to make a spring. I learned how to cast brass. And you can learn how to make a spring and how to cast brass. You can do it watching YouTube, watching the same people that showed me. It's all right there. And if you download a couple of hundred hours worth of valuable skills, that makes you a valuable person to have around. Maybe the only reason that someone would take you in and feed you after a disaster if things got really bad might be that you possessed knowledge and skills that they didn't. So possess that knowledge. Learn many things. Diversify yourself. People who can do things are the ones who are going to survive and thrive. Those who sit and talk about things and live off the leavings of previous society and civilization will just get by. And 100 years from now, their kids will be running around out there in flip-flop sandals made out of deer hide, trying to huddle around a fire and stay warm. Those who took the opportunity to preserve the knowledge and skills, their children will be thriving. Their children will be going to school, learning more knowledge and passing on more skills because their parents took the opportunity to preserve all of those parts of society and civilization that keep us a couple of steps up above pure animal living. And you want to be above pure animal living. Those of you who think you can go out there and live forever on that mountain man existence, I got to tell you, it's not happening. There ain't enough game out there. Even the Indians had to sit down and grow some corn and some beans and some squash. And if you can't learn how to do that effectively and efficiently and how to produce more than it takes just to keep you alive, you're not going to do very well. But if you learn the skills, if you practice the skills, if you preserve the information, you can do well. You can grow more than enough to keep your own family alive and sell it and get ahead. Trade it for other things that other people have that are useful to you and help you live more comfortably and efficiently. By the way, if any of y'all have any little information you'd like to pass on in this vein, I invite you to call in at area code 347-308-8790. To dial on in, there's 49 lines free. Battle Road USA pays for this blog talk line, and we're going to make good use of it much as we can. And I'll stay up here and keep talking with you about preserving knowledge as long as I can. You start off with an old beater laptop, and you run down to Harbor Freight or Northern Hydraulics, any of those kind of places, and pick yourself up a couple of solar cells. You can wire them up with alligator clips and come up with enough juice to keep a battery on a laptop charged up. Or you can come up with enough juice to charge up a couple car batteries to keep that laptop running. And once you've got a way to keep that laptop running, you sit there and start cramming it with information. Make sure you catalog it somehow. Find some way you can root through it and tell what's in there. You're going to have to recreate your own version of the Dewey Decimal System, maybe, if you have enough volumes. And put it all together. Start saving it. After you get it on that laptop, copy it onto a CD. And then box it all up nice and tight. Stash it in the back of your gun safe, which maybe you ground it even. Makes it a little better Faraday cage if it's grounded. Don't want any of that stray EMP messing this up. And then you can pull up that knowledge whenever you want it. Grab another laptop, make it go. Oh, by the way, those printers that are floating around out there, old beat-up printers, you know, those all really run on DC. There's a transformer in that thing taking it down to some kind of DC voltage that you could generate to run that puppy. They're not running on AC. And then you'd have a way to print the stuff out if you needed it. And you've copied the information onto CD or maybe some old floppy disks. And you stash those in a nice, cool, dry place so you can pull them up and put them on somebody else's laptop that made it through. Or maybe even a desktop machine because they all have a transformer inside and they run off DC too. Half a dozen old car batteries from the wrecks on the side of the road. You can make, store some DC. You can run those computers. You can save that knowledge. You'll have it out there ready for you. Might even be a good idea to make hard copies of how you're going to make those things operate and hard copies of the inventory of the information and knowledge that you saved. And stash those with it so that somebody that happens to come across it, if you don't make it, can make good use of that knowledge and information. Put down the instructions for hooking up those solar cells to charge that battery or charge the car batteries that you're going to run that laptop off of. And they'll be able to do it even if you're not around. And old laptops are a dime a dozen. Get in there and save that stuff. Go on to Google. Go into Google Books and start looking at technologies from the 1880s, 1890s, up to about the 1920s. That's the kind of knowledge that you want to save. We can real easy get knocked back to an 1860s or 70s or 80s technology base. And by preserving the information, we can recover from a very serious societal setback, and we can do it pretty darn quick. That way, if all of our rocket scientists manage to get knocked off, we can sit there and do it ourselves. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to operate technology from the 1800s on up to the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Old farm kids from the Depression made that stuff go. And half of them never learned it in school. They just went out there and muddled their way through. Watch somebody else. So you pick up those skills. Gee, do you know how to do any blacksmithing? Might be a good skill to take up. Or at least acquire the tools that are laying around so you can build a forge and learn on your laptop while you're sitting in the multitude of free time you have down there in your shelter waiting. Learn those things, because there's a whole lot more to living than scratching grooves in the ground, planting squash, and a few rows of corn trying to stay alive. There's a whole lot more to it, and those other skills will be much more important to you than another 2 years' worth of stored food or another 5,000 rounds worth of ammunition. The main use for that extra 5,000 rounds of ammunition, probably going to be trade goods. But it's a whole lot better to trade knowledge and skill, trade your hardware and all that kind of good stuff. So learn to trade knowledge. Make yourself valuable. When I was a kid, my old man always get on me, go out and make yourself useful. Well, you go out and make yourself useful. learn something, something useful. You know how to set the teeth on a saw, how to sharpen it up? Well, if you're going to be out there cutting firewood without a chainsaw, which you will pretty quick because you're going to run out of gas, you'll be out there with that handsaw, and if you know how to set the teeth on it and sharpen it, guess what? You'll do it efficiently, and you'll get a little further ahead than the guy next door. And you can sell a little firewood to him for some food or whatever you need. Learn those skills. Learn how to repair other people's busted stuff. Learn how to do some forge welding. You actually can fix busted truck axles on the darn things. And when there ain't no 220 to run the welder, well, that'd be a mighty important skill to have. I'm not going to sit here and go at you all night long. I'm going to stay up here for another 3 or 4 minutes. We'll make a half-hour show of it. And I'm just going to remind you that preserving knowledge, preserving civilization, is much more important than just preserving yourself. Think bigger than yourself. Much, much bigger than yourself. More than your family. More than your immediate neighbors. More than your friends. Think about what it takes to rebuild civilization. You can go out there and hunker down on the mountain. I wish you well, friend. But if you want to thrive and not just survive, you need civilization. That means towns and smoking, choking vehicles and all the rest of that stuff. Because that's what gives you the good life that you like, as opposed to just getting by. If you want to be reduced to being like them street people out there, living from one meal to the next, remain ignorant. If you want to thrive, if you want to live strong, live free, live happy, preserve civilization. Think about what it takes to do that. Think a little bigger than yourself. Preserve knowledge for the ages, for everybody else, so that you, your kids, your friends, your neighbors, your family can live better. Live better. So I'm going to end it with a quote. A quote from that book I told you about earlier. Give my children the fire. Take the risk. Think big. Think more than just getting by. That's all for tonight, folks. Have a good one. Enjoy. Hopefully Scott will have everything caught up, and we'll be back on next Thursday night at 7 Central Time for 2 hours more of good prep and Appleseed talk. And while you're at it, don't forget to support Battle Road. Battle Road pays the bills. Appleseed's the message. Have a good one, and good night.